今天我们来聊一聊电影与事实之间。电影中的世界也是一种真实，不论是以真人真事改编的电影，还是以魔幻为主的故事，一旦进入了电影的世界当中，就必须让观众相信故事中的世界是曾经存在的，即使是像魔界一样的魔兽世界，也让观众相信在现实世界以外，或在不同的时空当中是曾经存在的世界。电影的美术人员和电脑场景的设计人员，就是在重建或者是创建一个世界，或许这就和元宇宙的概念是一样的。在电影《神鬼战士》（Gladiator） 中，还原了罗马竞技场的原貌，让观众深入其境地观看了一场竞技比赛。
They embrace him like he's one of their own.
The mob is fickle, brother. He'll be forgotten in a month.
No, much sooner than that. It's been arranged.
电影《谁杀了甘乃迪》（JFK） 是一部结合纪录片和商业片的特殊电影。故事是以一名检察官 Jim Garrison 调查甘乃迪总统被暗杀的过程为主轴。身兼导演及编剧的 Oliver Stone 将这件世纪悬案归纳为美国 CIA 人员、古巴恐怖分子及提供越战的军火商三方面联合将甘乃迪总统枪杀致死，并将所有的罪行指向戴罪羔羊奥斯华一人承担。就在奥斯华在审判之前被一位愤怒的民众近距离开枪击毙，这件案件就随着奥斯华的死亡，真相也就石沉大海了。
So what really happened that day? Let's just for a moment speculate, shall we?We have the epileptic seizure around 12:15 p.m. distracting the police, making it easier for the shooters to move into their places. The epileptic later vanished, never checking into the hospital. The A-team gets on the sixth floor of the depository. Now they were refurbishing the floors in the depository that week, which allowed unknown workmen in and out of the building. They moved quickly into position, just minutes before the shooting.The second spotter on the radio talking to the other two teams has the best overall view. The God spot. B team, one rifleman and one spotter with the headset and access to the building moves into the low floor of the Daltex building. The third team, the C team moves in behind the picket fence above the grassy knoll where the shooter and the spotter are first seen by the late Lee Bowers in the watchtower of the rail yard. They have the best position of all.Kennedy is close and on a flat, low trajectory. Part of this team is a coordinator who's flashed security credentials at several people chasing them out of the parking lot area. Probably two to three more men are down in the crowd on L. 10 to 12 men, three teams, three shooters. The triangulation of fire Clay Shaw and David Ferry discussed 2 months before. They've walked the plaza. They know every inch.They've calibrated their sights. They practice on moving targets. They're ready. Kennedy's motorcade makes a turn from Maine onto Houston. It's gonna be a turkey shoot. They don't shoot him coming up Houston, which is the easiest shot for a single shooter in the book depository. They wait. They wait till he gets to the killing zone between three rifles. Kennedy makes a final turn from Houston onto Elm.Slowing down to some 11 miles an hour. The shooters across Dealey Plaza tighten, taking their aim. Waiting for the radio to say, green, green, or abort, abort. first shot rings out, sounding like a backfire, it misses the car completely. Frame 161, Kennedy stops waving as he hears something. Conley's head turns slightly to the right. Frame 193, the second shot hits Kennedy in the throat from the front. Frame 225, the president emerging from behind the road sign. You can see that he's obviously been hit, raising his arms to his throat. The third shot, frame 232, hits Kennedy in the back, pulling him downward and forward. Conley, you will notice, shows no signs at all of being hit. He is visibly holding his Stetson, which is impossible if his wrist has been shattered. Conley is turning here now. Frame 238, the fourth shot. It misses Kennedy and takes Conley in the back. This is the shot that proves there were two rifles. Conley yells out, "My God, they're going to kill us all." Somewhere around this time now, another shot that misses the car completely strikes James Craig down by the underpass. The car breaks. The sixth and fatal shot, frame 313, takes Kennedy in the head from the front. This is the key shot. The president going back and to his left. Shot from the front and right. Totally inconsistent with the shot from the depository. Again, back.
导演为了让整部电影的论点更具有说服性，电影中穿插了当时的纪录片的片段，再融入了电影的画面，这部分的表现是可圈可点。由于这个议题在当时引起了相当大的争议，所以政府将相关的资料列为机密文件，在30年分批开放，有兴趣追查真相的观众可以自己去调阅文件。电影的结局有一段检察官的三分钟结辩，根据法律系的同学说，这属于无效论证，但对于热衷追求事实不惧强权的人是具有相当鼓舞的演说。这段演说似乎也鼓励我们，面对目前网络假讯息泛滥的年代，要为正义发声和坚持自己的理念。
But someday, somewhereSomeone may find out the damn truth. We better, we might just as well build ourselves another government. Like the Declaration of Independence says to when the old one ain't working, just a little farther out west. An American naturalist wrote, "A patriot must always be ready to defend his country against its government." I'd hate to be in your shoes today.You have a lot to think about. You've seen much hidden evidence the American public has never seen. You know, going back to when we were children, I think that most of us in this courtroom thought that justice came into being automatically, that virtue was its own reward, that good would triumph over evil. But as we get older, we know this just isn't true. Individual human beings have to create justice, and this is not easy.Because the truth often poses a threat to power, and one often has to fight power at great risk to themselves. People like S.M. Holland, Lee Bowers, Gene Hill, Willie O'Keefe have all taken that risk. They've all come forward. I have here some $8,000 in these letters sent to my office from all over the country. Quarters, dimes, dollar bills from housewives, plumbers, car salesmen, teachers, invalids.These are people who cannot afford to send money, but do. These are the ones who drive the cabs, who nurse in the hospitals, who see their kids go to Vietnam. Why? Because they care. Because they want to know the truth. Because they want the country back. Because it still belongs to us. As long as the people have the guts to fight for what they believe in.The truth is the most important value we have, because if the truth does not endure, if the government murders truth, if we cannot respect the hearts of these people, then this is not the country in which I was born in, and it's certainly not the country that I want to die in. Tennyson wrote, "Authority forgets a dying king." This was never more true than for John F. Kennedy, whose murder was probably one of the most terrible moments in the history of our country. You, the people, the jury system sitting in judgment on Clay Shaw, represent the hope of humanity against government power. In discharging your duty and bringing the first conviction in this house of cards against Clay Shaw, that's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Do not forget your dying king. Show this world that this is still a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. Nothing as long as you live will ever be more important. It's up to you.
与假消息和坚守正义相关的真实故事，就想推荐这部电影《理查·朱威尔事件》。一位一心想成为警察的理查·朱威尔，由于圆胖的身材而被拒绝，终于在亚特兰大奥运会中担任了一位保安人员。虽然只是看守音响设备，但理查十分谨慎，就如同一位专业的警察。当他发现一个可疑的包裹，立即上报并坚持立刻疏散人群。上司觉得理查大惊小怪，就在疏散的过程当中，包裹爆炸，110人重伤，2人死亡，理查也成为了英雄。事后 FBI 探员经举报，认为理查可能是自导自演这场爆炸案。理查为了满足自己成为真正执法人员的愿望，而设计了这场恐怖的攻击事件，所以 FBI 就对理查暗中进行调查。探员无意间将此调查事件泄露了给电台的女记者，女记者未经查证就发布理查为罪犯的新闻。一夜之间，理查从英雄变成了罪犯。经理查的律师朋友协助，理查和 FBI 之间展开了攻防战。 FBI 为了掩饰组织办案的瑕疵，试图陷害理查入罪，最终仍是以证据不足证明了理查的清白。但此时媒体已经去追逐下一个耸动的新闻了，没有人再关心一位拯救无数生命的平民英雄。整部电影平时的还原理查追逐警察生涯的梦想，但他认真执着的态度却成为调查人员怀疑他的原因。电影的结局是在6年之后，理查如愿地当上了警察，律师好友前来告诉他真正的炸弹客已经抓到了。但在现实的生活当中，理查是在新闻发布以后生活面临了困境及陷入了抑郁，44岁时因心脏病过世。电影最后的结局并非刻意的背离事实，而是对每一位憨厚真诚坚守岗位的人表示敬意。社会的美好就是靠这些人的执着被维持着。
You're a national hero now.
Thank you, sir. But I was just doing my job.
Move away from the town!
You always look at the guy who found the bomb just like you always look at the guy who found the body.
Jewel fits the profile of the lone bomber.
A frustrated white man who is a police wannabe who seeks to become a hero.
We're running it.
有一部电影，有剧本，有正式的宣传，却无法完成拍摄。这部不存在的电影在真实的生活中却永远被记录着。这部电影就是 Argo 逃离德黑兰，叙述美国中情局为了解救人质，借伊朗德黑兰拍摄电影为由，申请剧组至德黑兰看景，目的是为了拯救美国德黑兰大使馆的人员。为了取信于伊朗政府，所有电影的前置作业、选角、新闻发布会都参照好莱坞的标准，每一项工作都没少，最终以假乱真的救出了人质。整个营救过程就是一部电影，同名电影 Argo 则是把这段惊险的过程展现无遗，也获得了奥斯卡最佳影片的殊荣，可谓是实至名归。
I need you to help me make a fake movie
So you want to come to Hollywood and act like a big shot without actually doing anything?
Yeah.
You'll fit right in.
You need a script?
Argo, science fantasy adventure.
Moonscape, Mars, desert.
They need an exotic location to shoot.
You need a producer.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir. By far.
You have 72 hours to get them out.
They're getting a visitor.
Have you gotten people out this way before?
No.
They're asking us to trust you with our lives.
以上三部电影都将电影真实和事实有各自不同的运用。不变的真实就是电影要观众进入一个让他们能够相信的世界。